Welcome back to the News Hour. It's time for another edition of Club Cranner. Travesties is a play by Tom Stoppard that opens up a week from tonight in the Colwell Playhouse at the Cranner Center. Joining us now is the guest director of the play, Laura Hackman. Laura, so good to have you. You're not from here. You're here on a rental basis, aren't you?
Yes. I'm a guest director, originally from Baltimore, Maryland, but most recently from Atlanta, Georgia, and came in just to do this show. It's my first time here, and I'm loving it. It's a beautiful town.
The show is about 100 years ago. And it's about the personalities of Lenin and James Joyce and Tristan Tzara. Some of us would be familiar with those figures. Some of us wouldn't. What is the play about?
Right, of course. Well, it's a memory play. So it's actually the memories of a man from the 1970s, thinking back to his time in Zurich, Switzerland in 1917. And the man whose memories we're exploring is Henry Carr. And Henry Carr was a real person who was a consulate in Zurich in 1917. And we know that he met James Joyce because he did a production of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest that Joyce produced. We doubt that he actually ever met Lenin or Tzara, but Stoppard has taken artistic license and brought them all together into this world that Stoppard describes as the still center at the wheel of war, which really is very much what Switzerland was at the time. And Tristan Tzara founded Dadaism, which, again, may or may not be familiar to people. Dada was basically an art that said it was anti-art, that art was all about chance, and that a poem created by pulling words out of a hat was equal to a Shakespearean sonnet, or perhaps even better than a Shakespearean sonnet. And so Tzara was really creating a revolution with his art, with Dadaism. Joyce was in the process of writing Ulysses, which is a prime example of modernism that was really a revolution he was creating within art. And Lenin was also in Switzerland at the time, trying desperately to get back to Russia, which he finally, of course, did, with the purpose of starting the Russian Revolution. So it's about these revolutionaries who meet or don't meet, but are all in Zurich in 1917. And it really delves into their philosophies and what role revolution has in politics and in art, and what role art has in politics.
So you, as a director, and my understanding is you were somewhat late in the process placed as a director to replace somebody else, which was this summer. Do you have to suddenly immerse yourself in World War I history and all that's going on? Or do you walk in kind of knowing all of this? Because the time, as you mentioned, modernity, and then there's this war going on that's being fought like no war had ever been fought before. And the horrors of war was at a new level. So how do you get immersed in all of this?
I did tons of research. I really did. I did tons of research. And even in so many ways, the play is so complex that we spent the first week with the actors doing what's called table work, where we just sit around the table and read through the play bit by bit and explore it, talk about it, try to understand the historical references and try to understand what Dadaism is and modernism. And so I came in with a fair amount of knowledge, having spent a couple months doing some intense research myself, and then sat around the table with the actors and the dramaturg and continued to do our research together.
Laura Hackman is the director of Travesties, being produced by Illinois Theater. It opens a week from tonight at the Colwell Playhouse at the Cranert Center for the Performing Arts. The biggest challenge acting-wise for this, is it what you said there and just understanding the nuance and the political context that the play is based in, or is it something else?
Well, so it's this complex play with lots of historical background, and it's also a very funny farce. So, a big part of the challenge is how do we take all of that information and create very precise farcical comedy out of it. And comedy that hopefully the audience will enjoy, even if their knowledge of something like Dadaism is very limited. So creating the precision of the comedy, I think, has been one of the biggest challenges for it.
You know, comedy, when you watch it, it seems like, well, that's easy to do. Comedies must be easy because it's fun and people laugh. Is that true in acting?
I think once you've rehearsed it and sort of perfected how you're going to do it, it does flow naturally and fairly easily. But literally, we would have rehearsals where we'd spend half an hour trying to figure out the pouring of the tea because it had to be so precise in order to keep the comedy flowing.
And is it real tea?
It is real tea. It is Earl Grey.
I've always wondered when liquids are on stage if what people are really drinking.
It is, however, not real champagne. There are some undergraduates in the production.
So. For the record.
For the record.
And if somebody is deciding whether or not to come to this play and maybe thrown off by, I'm not totally familiar with all the characters that you're talking about, what's your encouragement to them?
My encouragement is that I thought a lot about those audience members going into this rehearsal process. And I believe that we have really made this accessible and funny. And I think there are jokes that will be particularly funny to you if you understand certain things about World War I. But I think those same jokes will be really funny to you even if you don't.
And I don't have to cram read Ulysses to...
No, lots of physical comedy, and none of us in the cast or the production have been able to make it through Ulysses.
Few have. Laura, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Scott.
We're back with more in a moment.